Quit playing around.
You're only a day away.
Nintendo.
Faith and love.
Coffee.
I'm stuck by you.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amelie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
José,
Shotgun.
Toad to Triton.
Toad, a mutant who can jump with superhuman bounce. We're talking 24 feet straight up, 36 feet long jump. Mortimer Toynbee can't remember the parents who abandoned him. The kids at the orphanage were cruel, and he had learning disabilities to boot. Toad would later prove to be a pretty good engineer despite it all, but it wasn't too hard for Magneto to recruit him into the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, even though Magneto was pretty abusive towards him.
Oh.
Toad was obsessed with fellow member, the Scarlet Witch, who didn't give him the time of day. Shotgun recently guested on the Fantastic Four on this very network, where the Toad almost committed suicide and instead ended up joining Frogman and Spider-Kid in the short-lived superhero team, the Misfits.
Wow. Did they even, like, exist outside of that one comic?
Nope.
Oh. Excellent.
Short-lived. But, yeah, his role is basically as a reject from both human and mutant society, which drives him to do bad things and to follow bad leaders, in effect, toadying up to them.
Picture- is that a thing?
Yep. Pictured in a toad armor versus Spider-Man. A close-up of his face, where he obviously is modeled on Charles Laughton, sitting on a giant toadstool and hanging with the Brotherhood.
But that face.
Yeah, that face in the last panel.
Oh, it's beautiful. So unfortunate.
Now that's art.
Yeah, that's really like the picture someone tagged you in.
I know.
I mean, even Magneto. Magneto's expression is not too good either.
Okay, better.
Okay, but this toad armor...
Why is that not the full costume?
No, he only used that once.
Why?
Oh, it's so incredible. There's a clock on it for some reason.
There's a clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good eyes? Why is this not the main costume? Who made this decision? The wrong decision.
Well, maybe after midnight he turned back into a toad.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he's a mutant, so he doesn't need the suit to jump or anything like that.
Have you seen this outfit?
Oh, I yes. It's... bad.
He does like emotionally need this suit.
Yes.
With his little eyes. Like, this is awesome.
Oh, it's so good.
He's really like Quasimodo-esque.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a Quasimodo merry man.
That collar is out of control.
Yeah, it kind of feels like he got his head stuck in something and then he just left with that thing on.
Yeah.
His shoulders are like too wide for it, I think.
Or like his shoulders are like popping up. So it looks like it's sunken in.
Didn't you say he was like some sort of engineer?
Oh, is it like a gear? Is that it?
A gear lily pad? A lily pad in the shape of a gear?
I mean, the whole thing seems like a specific time period that I'm not going to like try to name because I'm going to embarrass myself.
We'll say general medieval.
You know?
It feels very Robin Hood-ish
to
me.
Yeah, that's why I said merry man.
Yes, the historical era.
Robin Hood.
And men in tights.
Even the little shoes, the little booties.
Yeah.
Very
and the tights,
medieval.
You know?
Yeah, he has the appearance of like the jester, that era.
Mm. Yeah, but like a gloom jester.
I do want a toadstool though.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I would love a toadstool to sit on.
Is the toadstool huge or is he small there?
I think he's huge because Scarlet Witch is also there.
Oh.
And
he's 5'8". He's my height? Hard to believe.
Well, he's all crooked.
Yeah, he's so small.
Yeah, it's one of those people who's like always never stand up straight, so you never know how tall they are.
Mm. Toadstool and a snake. Perfect scenery.
That's my perfect Sunday.
I hate when they're like people with learning disabilities are abused by villains.
Anyway, I think he was abused by the villain, and then later on, they gave him, like, a reason to have trouble.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's but not...
They didn't...
He's not the best, so he's...
No. Early 60s, they weren't going, oh, he has learning disabilities. No. Mm-hmm. He was just, like, supposed to be the gremlin next to Magneto. Yeah. Like, the servant.
It's sad.
Igor adjacent.
Yeah, Igor adjacent. That's good.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bit sad.
Yeah. And that was basically my feeling in that comic as well. Like, especially having him start as a, like, suicide attempt. It was just kind of brutal, and, like, especially since there were people... He was on top of a building and people were coaxing him to jump.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's
so that felt awful. That's dark.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Well, he's a jumper.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's a toad. Oh, God.
Maybe it was just a stunt.
That's
like the most tragic turn of events.
It's okay. Peter saved him. Oh, and then they became best of buddies
for that one comic.
Yeah.
But friendship why is forever. He dressed like that? He's a toad.
What do you mean?
Why the medieval look?
Yeah.
Again, I think it's a pun. I think he's a toady.
What does that mean?
I don't get it.
That means a minion.
Okay.
That means if you're toadying up to someone, you're licking their boots. Here.
Yeah.
Oh. I have some of those at work.
But they went so literal with the machine one.
Yeah, toady. Yeah. His hair looks like when you buy a wig at Party City. There's 100%. Like, you know, there's like that curl inwards in some areas that are just not in the right direction.
You've seen several different psychiatrists, apparently. Not the right ones.
I don't like this brown and orange combo. Yeah. Like, it can't work.
That's not brown. That's a purple.
It's what? Purple. It's so dusty.
Oh.
So it's mauve, guys.
Okay, so it's Halloween.
It's hippopotamus.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I'm not a fan of the outfit. Just in... Not even just the colors, like the fit around his hips and stomach and even arms. Like, everything looks too tight and loose all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's very ill-fitting.
I wish it was a tunic. It would go better with the other details.
Yeah, it's all bad.
So, the toad. Hot or...
Sad.
Not give him the time of day like the Scarlet Witch.
But, like, on his off time when he's not licking the feet of other people and being a minion, what does he do?
He no? Jumps. Okay, cool. Yeah. He's psychiatrist.
No secret pastime, no...
Engineering, apparently? Maybe he made that suit. I don't know what the story is there.
Oh, well, you should put all his energy in that. That's a cool suit.
Man, the name, though. Mortimer Toynbee.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's rough.
I'm going to have to say not, but it's a sad not.
Yeah.
This guy makes me sad.
It's a not, but it's a not that it's like, let's go to brunch every few months to check up on ya.
You need help.
You need a friend.
Unfortunately, that's me.
Yeah.
No. Just no. Sorry, buddy.
Designed to be ugly.
Jesus.
Yeah. Do you know what happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning? The same thing that happens to everything else.
Tomorrow Man.
Okay.
A power-mad conqueror from the 23rd century. The Tomorrow Man might be a genius, but he couldn't hack living in a peaceful utopia. So he builds a time machine, goes back to the 20th, steals a bomb from the US Army, returns home to improve it, and plans to use it to start a war. The mighty Thor goes to the 23rd century to stop him. In a crash landing, the Tomorrow Man lost his memory, and the authorities gave him a new identity as a clerk. But he'd be back because Loki, at his height, the Tomorrow Man conquered the 50th century. The guy uses a time cube to move around, as well as a modified mining robot called the Servitor to do the fighting for him. He's pictured springing a trap on Thor while carrying that bomb.
Where's the cube?
I want to see not pictured.
I want to see the...
You've seen a future. Cube, right?
I know, but
that's what it looks like.
I'm bummed because I kind of like this fit. Like, I like the green and the yellow together, the different shades of green, and I feel like the pattern is kind of interesting.
I don't know, man. I keep seeing, like, the middle part, like, the tip of, like, a rocket, and then on both sides of the legs.
Oh,
it totally does look like that.
You're better than me. I was like, oh, TT, and between the T, a vagina.
Oh, the three holes. Yeah, I see it.
The three holes.
Unfortunate, but yes.
I don't know how I feel about people wearing, like, the letter of their name twice.
It's a bit much.
It's a little too much.
It should be an M. TM somewhere.
Yeah.
Taskmaster.
Honestly, I like the name, actually. Tomorrow Man sounds cool to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tomorrow Man, you know?
You have to say it like that sort of
oh, yeah.
historical voice.
That gun is such a, like, this is a future gun.
So the 23rd is when we reach the peaceful utopia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, huh?
Sucks.
I'm going. God.
I do so like long. The idea that it's boring. Like, that the utopia is boring. Just like, I gotta start a war or something. Gotta get something going on.
Well, that's just us as
a species.
Yeah.
He does look mean, though. He's got an angry-ass face.
Yeah.
The eyebrows, they're so mean and angry.
He looks like someone. Who does he look like?
Boris Karloff.
I was gonna say, any actor that is maybe bald.
Oh, that guy from Game of Thrones that had his tongue cut. Very specific.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Other than Reek?
Yeah, he was like the executioner at like first or second season.
I don't remember.
I've never watched like three episodes.
I've never watched one episode yet.
I mean, I don't think you have to at this point.
That's fine. Okay, so the suit, was it actually a suit or is it just for this, like... Because you look at the panel where he's stealing the bomb and he's just wearing
the green jumpsuit.
Yeah. So was it actually in use?
Down the bottom, that's his first appearance. Then later, he got some clothes.
He got clothes because this isn't clothes.
Well, you mean
he got like a
sense of style.
I do agree with Amini that I like the general look of this. Like it feels like. Like, I agree about the double T's, that's weird, but I like, there's like a nice level of detail where it's not like super boring and bland, but it's not overly designed to the point where it's like annoying to look at. And like, I feel like it's a good middle ground there.
And there's nothing like random where it's like, why is this here? Well, the T's, but like, there's nothing that's like...
Well, I still don't understand the trail along the legs.
The flame pants?
Yeah, the flame pants. But also, because it comes out of his panties, it kind of looked like, you know, it could be pee.
That's aggressive.
That is aggressive pee.
Yeah, you know. As a person who deals with a child that leaks out of his diaper, this is not how that would go.
But you see, no diaper here. So
it's...
Well, this is a grown man's pee. Not baby pee. Well, tomorrow pee.
You'd be surprised by the power of a very tiny human pee.
You should put a reverb on that. This trap looks silly as hell. I don't know what's going on.
Just strings.
Yeah. I have to feel like Thor would be kind of embarrassed.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it just looks like someone who walked into a spider web.
It kind of looks like this is a future vacuum with a bunch of attachments.
It wasn't like memoryless for long.
I guess not. I'll be honest with you guys. Outside of this page, I've never seen this motherfucker.
Oh. I feel like they were like, let's do something with him again. He has his memories.
He's not a recurring villain.
He's recurred. I don't know except from this page.
Interesting.
Well, maybe I'm not a big Thor reader from this
era. I think he's cool. I like the story. I like the time travel.
Oh, wow. I just read the paragraph about how he coerced Thor to come back to the 23rd century, conquer it, and by conquering it means just reaching the master machine, a computer which ran the government of the 23rd century. And it was fulfilled. They reached the computer. That was conquering the place.
Oh,
wow.
Computer reached.
Yeah.
I wonder if Zarko is somehow a weird origin for Darko, for Donnie Darko.
No.
No?
I would be very surprised. Tomorrow Man, hot or not.
You know what? The pipeline from former civil servant to later conqueror and dictator, I can see that.
We've been seeing that lately.
Yeah.
It does just seem familiar.
Yeah.
It's the man of tomorrow, today.
I like all the green, but unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah, this one's tough for me because, not a great dude. I would love peace if yeah. that was an option, you know? But that's I do like ambitious. The design and I like the name.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. I don't think that particular face or backstory on that concept works for me.
Yeah, let's turn that frown upside down.
Like, I wish this was a hero, but he had a different head.
And maybe
we'll
it's
take
better
the suit.
And like, if for someone that hates hearing it, smile, you look pretty. But yeah, not for me as well.
Love telling my dictator asshole boyfriend to smile.
Smile more, girl.
I think the suit sucks. Okay.
Oh, rare mic insert.
Hot tea.
Oh my God. Since when do you have an opinion?
Since probably before we were born.
Just thinking about tomorrow. Here's a way that cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none.
Tower. A mutant recruited by Apocalypse to be a member of the Alliance of Evil. He has the power to grow up to 15 feet in height, or, and he did this only once, shrink to about a few inches in height. When he's big, he's super strong and tough. For him, it's about the money, a terrorist for hire. So if a fight goes badly and the risks outweigh the financial gain, he'll bail. He makes a lot of wisecracks while it goes well, though. He's from Atlanta. There's not much backstory otherwise. Pictured punching a hole through a wall.
So he's a coward.
I think he's a pragmatist. I'm getting paid for this. It's going badly. I'm going to bail because the reward. But it's not cowardice. It's being reasonable.
He's not doing this for some grand reason. No. It's just like, this is not worth the money.
Like, I can't fucking ditch work when it goes badly, which is always.
Well, so going badly at your job is not the same as going badly at his job.
Yeah, he could die.
No, that's nothing, Marvel. You'll just be back alive.
So this job is pretty life or death. I don't know.
And with the way the people react, I'm sure.
But she's not going to get arrested.
No. Depends.
I'll get arrested for my personal life.
This hair also looks like a wig.
Yes.
Yes.
Very much.
Maybe it's because it's just the movie is coming out He-Man, but the cartoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want him to start singing for us.
It feels kind of like anime to me.
Oui, that too.
Anime, swoosh hair.
Yeah.
The suit too, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, this whole thing like drawn differently. Could be like a Dragon Ball Z insert.
I don't know if
if you fit the team like a My Hero Academia.
Yeah. Those bangles, though.
I don't understand them. I hate them.
Like, here on the bottom, it makes sense. Yes. But here, it's really like, shit, we forgot the bangle.
It looks like it's just something that you that is stuck with, like, Velcro on top and it doesn't go around.
You know how I'm choosing to imagine it?
Is it the slap bracelets?
Oh, no, but yes. No. Remember... like in the
90s. Oh my god, totally!
Yes, sure. I don't know what's
you
going on.
You had those like water tubes you could like.
Yeah. Oh no!
That's what's here.
How did you know immediately that's what you were talking about? That's insane.
Sister.
We existed in the same location a long time.
Oh my god, that makes it so disgusting.
The shading on them to me looks like they have depth, and I'm just imagining them all like they're openings of a vacuum.
Oh, you're right.
It's chrome. I think it's supposed to be reflection.
Yeah, but in my brain,
it's concave, not the other way.
And it's the same for the bulge area, by the way. It also looks like there's a dip there instead of something protruding.
Like little bathtubs.
I almost wish it was like...
Yes! Let's name how many things it can be and what, like, band-aids.
I kind of wish it was like a bunch of little screens.
Mm. Oh!
He's just like... streaming video games.
Like those jogging, like you put your phone in.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or maybe it's like those reflector things you wear to jog at night.
Oh, yeah.
It gets, because of like the twist on the left arm, it almost looks like a goggle. Like the lens. Like
oh,
the lens
yes.
Like
yes.
Ski goggle. Or like the face from Among Us.
Yeah. It's really strange because the side picture, it really looks just like really giant rings. Like
big bangles.
But this one, the main picture is, they did not do a good job drawing that.
Nor drawing his face. Like, the posture and everything is wrong.
Yeah.
He looks like he's bending forward towards us, but also, like, looking... I don't know. I hate it.
And yeah, why is the face like that? Because he's supposed to be a wisecracking guy. You think that he would have it's a different face.
Is yeah.
It? It's like a...
It's smirk.
It's smirky.
It's a little smirky, but the eyes aren't... There's no glimmer in the eye.
He looks too pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he could growl.
He doesn't seem like he'd be funny to me.
Mm.
And also... So many muscles.
Was he funny?
Too many muscles. Too
like,
many.
You said he did wisecracks, but were they good?
Is he annoying?
Like,
tell you the truth, I don't think Spider-Man's cracks are too good either.
Oh, poor Finn.
They're just supposed to piss the villain off. Poor Peter. I don't think it's necessarily very witty.
Poor Peter.
Half of his wisecracks are, I'm not funny.
That's why it's
we
funny.
Love a self-deprecating guy.
The movement of the hair is good. And I'm bummed because I like the combo of purple and blonde. I think that's mm-hmm. fun.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish this was a cute girl.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun.
She's yeah. really tall and she wears cute heels.
Yeah.
And the bangles are actually awesome. Cute.
That's a hot for me.
And she bails out when she feels not good about it.
You and know we're what? All like, you know what? Good for her. Yeah.
She knows her boundaries. Queen.
Yeah, for a woman, I'm like, yeah, okay.
But when a man does it, he's a coward.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Sexism.
Terrible.
Double standard.
Well, I know all the women are taking on too much, and she knows where her limits are.
Like, I feel even like the costume to me, like, is reminiscent of like a bit of a shrinking Violet, but he's growing.
He did shrink a little
he's
bit.
He's growing yeah. violent.
Wow. You said he shrank once?
Once they showed him shrinking.
Okay.
So I guess he has you that power.
You
just
think
never
he was just like, I really didn't like being small. I'm not doing that again.
He shrunk, but like instead of being 6'3", was just like 5'9" for a day. Like, nah.
I didn't like it.
I can't be a short king.
I'm 5'9".
I wonder if he's not actually as tall as he says he is. He just like constantly has.
Maybe he's like a 5'4"
he's
guy.
He's kind of a jerk, so I think that would be correct.
That fit the character.
Yeah, because 6'2" isn't like that tall.
No.
That's just kind of...
I mean...
How tall are you?
6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, so like 6'2" isn't like... Luke is 6'1". It's not that tall.
Is Tower hot or not?
Which version?
The one I described?
Hot.
Because that one's a hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the independent and...
But what about this dude? From Atlanta, Georgia.
For me, it is a very strong not. He's blonde, so no. And also, Colossal Boy is... the better version of this.
Kind of agree that there are other people who can get big, but I prefer.
Zing!
You built your tower strong and tall. Can't you see? It's got to fall someday.
The Trapster. He probably thinks he looks cool in his new costume. And with his new code name.
So hard.
But this guy premiered as a Human Torch villain called Paste Pot Pete.
Oh.
What?
Pardon me? Oh, no.
Dude, what?
His shtick is that he has a gun that shoots a glue-like paste that can trap and smother heroes. The paste gun can also be used like Spider-Man's swing lines. As the Trapster, Pete also uses a variety of traps he's invented, usually some kind of memory wire that snaps into the shape of a cage of some sort. He also uses wall-crawling boots. His background is in chemistry, of course, and motivated by greed, he decided to use his invention of a multi-polymer liquid to commit thefts. He's plagued by an inferiority complex because he knows he's perceived as a ludicrous villain with a dumb weapon. Pictured firing Paste at Captain America, and as Paste Pot Pete at Daredevil, Medusa, and someone off-panel to better show the gun, for which there is a diagram. Oh, and then there's a diagram of the Paste shooters he was using at this point, which are on his wrists and have multiple cartridges all over his body.
Man, there's a glue supply line. That's amazing.
And Paste Pot Pete.
And that was his name for like 20 years.
It sounds like a name you give to like a kid who sniffs glue in like kindergarten.
Yeah. And then that nickname follows you forever, but you're just like called Paste.
It's like 3P or whatever.
3P.
Yeah.
I feel gross.
But now he's the Trapster.
And look at those boots.
What a transformation.
The boots are fabulous. Yeah. You go, King.
The pants? I think if it were just bootless, the pants look kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Maybe it's shorts.
Oh my god. Yes. 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 I love the thought that it's booty shorts. Now I'm angry that it's not.
Oh my god. Imagine being on a date with this guy and you think he's wearing pants and you see down his boots and he's wearing booty shorts. What?
Oh, yes. I don't know. I'd be into it. I'd be like, confidence. Yeah. Love it.
That's a goal. That's a bold look.
Hey, you got a lot of...
Like, I was at the house and I wasn't sure if I was doing like short pants and tall boots or... Short boots, long pants, you know.
Wow.
It does read a little Nerf gunny.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
This guy, he plays later tag.
It also looks like a life jacket.
Yeah, he's going to float.
It's giving boomerang to me a little bit.
Yeah.
The face, I don't know. He looks a lot younger in this image than he does in the second page.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Second page, you haven't been putting your sunscreen on.
Yeah, that's not the same person.
No. Definitely not.
How old are they?
They don't have age.
They don't have age.
I don't like the look of the Paste.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's pretty. Yeah.
Is it just cum?
It looks like cum.
Like, no.
It's too thick and it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it was like like, I know Spider-Man is webs, but like, it needs to be thinner, less loopy.
It's less all at once.
His whole thing is that it's Paste.
It's disgusting.
That would just be so awful.
Oh, you know what's fun though? Putting glue on your hands.
No! Yes! I was thinking about them feeling it. Yes! Disgusting. I don't want that on my hands.
I'd just be like, we'd be at the movies. I'd be like, put some glue on my hands.
At the movies?
Yeah, so you just kind of. Yeah. You're just. My ADHD. I always need to be doing something with my hands.
Yeah, eat popcorn.
Yeah, that's the only last, like, part of the movie.
And then glue hands.
Yeah, and then you can peel the glue off your hands.
I'm sure he's got a cartridge for that. School glue.
Would he be, like, able to, like, fix things? Like, that would be kind of useful. Maybe an alternative for, like, double-sided tape that's not hurtful. That would be nice.
Could they, like, plaster our walls?
Oh.
Would that work?
I mean, usually it's like asking Spider-Man to fix stuff with the spider web. It doesn't last forever. It's not made for that.
But I do love the thought that all the cartridges are different types of glue.
If that's the case.
Yes.
Does he have like anti-glue?
Yeah, what if he gets caught in his own paste?
Ew.
Yeah, I think he's probably got an acid for it.
Like, I love the thought that I'm like, hey, I need to get this costume done for Burlesque. Can you just put glue on and unplug the rhinestone and we're just a tag team getting that costume done. So good and so efficient.
Speaking of crafting, I used spray adhesive for the first time the other day.
It's nice.
And it is very Spider-Man like. Like it really does fun, like a whole string and it goes kind of back and forth. It's really cool. It does feel like I was Spider-Man. I highly recommend. Just for the experience. It's very expensive for a can. If you do have a project.
But it works well.
It's cool. I like it. I don't know. This seems like real thick.
It's made to smother Human Torch.
Like, I just don't like the mouth of the gun. It's called an orifice.
Orifice shaping control. Ugh.
The glue that he uses is the same glue that's for, like, papier-mâché. Mm-hmm. And that, even as a child, I remember not wanting to do papier-mâché because it was gross to my hands.
and it would go down my arms, and I would call my mom and be like, it's so gross, come and get me.
It's also cold.
Yeah, it's gross.
How would you become an artist? Can't touch materials.
With a fucking paintbrush. I didn't do sculpture or ceramics because I had to touch things with my hands. I have a paintbrush and I paint.
I don't know. I think he looks a little silly.
You know what? I'm convincing myself more and more. Oh. The short part is pretty cool.
I like the craft.
The craft thing, but I kind of like.
Okay, but think about it this way. Where does he store all his paste? In his apartment. Do you want that in your house?
True. No. He's staying in an apartment.
He always smells like paste.
Yeah, that would be hard for me.
Oh, that's weird. Blech. It's sort of like a bitter smell.
Well, it depends what kind.
They all smell bad.
What kind?
Didn't sniff glue as a kid, but I didn't hate the smell.
Do you think that's where it started? He sniffed glue and he was like, there's something here.
Definitely. My future.
Pisspot beat, hot or not.
Piss pot.
No. Kids are definitely calling this guy piss pot.
It just keeps getting worse.
I've never even thought of it.
It keeps getting worse. No, thank you.
This is tough, but I'm gonna nod it because I don't like it enough. But, points of creativity.
I have never seen this. I don't know that I wanted to.
Yeah. How many issues in and I can still be surprised?
Yeah.
I like those sexy pants though.
The shorts I'm sold on, the Nerf scuba diving parts I don't like.
Yeah, no.
I'm not against the helmet thing either. Like it's not a look I normally love, but in this case, I don't know. I can't. If it wouldn't, like, put so much shadow on his eyes that he looks, like, so dead, maybe I would love it a little bit more. I'm still gonna nod this, but I'm really very, very much leaning towards a almost hot.
Oh. Okay, but look at it again with the face of
No, this is not the same person. We've established that. I prefer looking at the shorts.
I'm gonna get me a pair of those.
And just because of the way it's drawn and shadowed, those are leather pants.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Good booty pants.
I guess I'm stuck forever by the glue. Won't you?
Our last hope for a hot.
It's been a rough episode, eh?
Triton. Part of the Inhuman royal family, Triton's mutation is aquatic. He has a scaly, fish-themed appearance.
Uh-huh.
Can breathe.
Fish-themed? Is he not a fish?
He can breathe underwater, swim at fantastic speeds, and his costume circulates water around his body through magenta tubes and directly into his gills, so he can survive on land. When he came out of the Terrigen mists like this, he immediately started suffocating and was therefore raised in a little cove. His mother even became an oceanographer so she could take care of him better. So the breathing system really gave him his freedom. Triton is torn between his love of the oceans and his love for his inhuman home of Atalan on the moon. He's a loyal protector of the place, but he finds every possible reason to return to Earth's oceans where he feels at peace.
Aww.
Pictured swimming.
I mean,
I do love the ocean too.
It's rough when you need water to survive and you're hailing from the moon.
Yeah.
There's secret lakes.
Secret lakes.
Atalan originally was in the mountains somewhere on Earth.
Ah.
But they eventually moved to the moon. It's a longer commute.
As you do.
As previously established, I love a green guy.
Yeah.
I like him. He's got scales.
Mm-hmm. He's got scales.
This is what my head.
I like the green with the magenta.
Yeah.
He also looks like he's got a really nice face.
Yeah. Yeah. He has like old Hollywood face.
Mm. And I like the fish fins? Thing on his head. The fin on his head.
Yeah, like stylish. Yondu.
His mom died undersea.
Oh no.
Just
six. But undersea mishap.
That's vague.
Those are strange boots for a fish guy though.
Yeah. They should be like
thigh high and with shorts.
Yes.
But
exactly.
The shorts are like leathery.
I feel he shouldn't have gloves or boots and have like the...
Oh, the webs.
Web feet and toes.
Or at least more aquatic, fishy kind of footwear.
And what's fishy footwear?
So
what's fishy
footwear? Fish don't have legs. Fish. Widely known for...
Footwear. Yeah. Big feet. Big feet, guys.
Big foot fetish. Those fish.
They do like eating your feet.
That's they do.
That's thing. True. I know. You hire a fish to do that.
You hire them.
I hope they have good...
I think they don't do bucket boots on the original pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, like, without the bucket makes more sense.
Yeah.
He also had, it seemed to have, like, more of a short than a...
I agree.
Speedo. Speedo, yeah.
I don't mind it, though. It feels kind of like old school swimwear in a way that's kind of charming.
Okay, yeah.
And you need to, like, put the system, the water circulating system has to...
How?
And probably the gloves and boots are, like, have...
Yeah.
How does, like, I know it's comics, but how does it work?
Like,
why don't we get a diagram of things like this?
Yes, exactly. Because at some point, like, you run out of oxygen in the same source of water if you keep reusing the same and circulating it. It's the same thing, like, you cannot just do CPR and have the same breath coming in and out all the time.
These are people who managed to live on the moon. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying magical technology.
Fair.
Okay, I wanted a diagram. I was not wondering about the paste gun.
But I wondered about this.
I have a lot of questions about the scales. When you say fish-like, is it fish-like as in you touch it and they fall and it sticks to you?
What?
Have you ever touched a fish?
What are you talking about?
Have you never touched a fish?
Sure. I don't know what. I don't know how you're relating this to the character.
Everyone at home, raise your hand if you've touched a fish.
Yes, of course I touched a fish. What's the...
With the scales?
Well, you know, when you fish and you touch, the scale stays on your hand and it's messy.
I don't like that.
Like, yeah, he's like that. Right. Like, this is the first thing that came to mind when I...
Well, when I touch a person, is there skin that comes off?
Yeah. You can't see it.
Well, then...
I don't want to see it.
Another double standard.
Yeah.
You guys are hypocrites.
No, because
you exfoliate all over me, but you won't touch a fish.
Well, there's a difference between a little bit of skin I don't see and full-on scales.
Yeah, yeah, because that's really like, and it becomes like all dried on your skin, and you're like,
Maybe.
And I love the fish, and I love fishing, and blah, blah, blah.
Maybe it can be cool. Maybe it can be like when you find a mustache of a cat.
A rare scale.
Okay. A rare scale. Fine.
Yeah, but then, like, it becomes
cool.
I don't want to be like covered in scales if we hug.
I was gonna say, there is not just a few scales. It's like, there's a lot that comes off.
That's so weird.
I discovered that they never touched a fish.
Why would I touch fish?
I agree. I don't think I've ever touched a fish either.
In what context have I just touched a fish?
I think Nut's point is very fair. Fish in nature aren't meant to be touched.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So maybe their scales are a little brittle. But
He's meant to be touched.
I've never seen a story where... this was an issue.
Where
his scales came off.
Has he hooked up with humans?
I don't know.
Writers touched a
got
fish?
Got freaky.
Because like it would be something if it would be like a rough skin, like a shark or, you know, a whale or something like that. It's not scales. But the fact that they decided that he has scales kind of... It freaks me out.
Would you be taking off all the scales and they would never come back? Would he eventually be scaleless?
No, they grow back.
I think it's like...
It's like skin.
It's like it's like skin or
hair.
Hair or whatever.
Okay. Honestly, I'm choosing to imagine that he's basically the creature of the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what this dude is.
Yeah.
Shape of water.
Yeah, yes, this is my shape.
There are no scales coming off of that man in that movie. So I think we're good on the scales.
So based on that scientific document,
the scales don't come off, but every once in a while he goes in a corner and shakes like a dog.
I can live with that. Yeah. I can live with that.
That's kind of cute.
I am in for the Shape of Water fantasy.
He's got a good level of muscle too. It's not ridiculous. It's good.
I wish Elise was here to tell us if it was a swimmer's body.
I think she'd probably say it's a bit too bulky.
That's also my opinion, but I'm not an expert as she was. No. She is. Yes, that's she still is. She's alive. She's
alive. Yeah, she's totally alive.
Jesus. Triton, hot or not?
Yeah.
I am not this man. This fish man.
I'm happy it's not all knots today. That would have been depressing.
I kind of wish I haunted the paste guy, because I'm not that much into this.
No. I kind of wish I haunted the paste guy. That's something I thought I was going to hear.
That is how we would call him. You know the paste guy?
Oh, yeah. Well,
100%.
Oh, gross. Still a no. And this is weird coming from me, because normally I'm all for the oceans creatures and stuff, but the scale are really bothering me.
Yeah.
I need to Google this.
I think it'd be fun to go to the beach with him too.
You can hang out.
But what if he goes
in the water and you're like, wow, look at him swim.
No, I like the thought that he would get me a little raft and bring me far away. We'd splash water and then he would bring me back.
Yeah, because you don't want to go in there.
No, I'm terrified of the water.
As someone who lives by the ocean, I feel like the connection to the ocean vibe. That's fun.
The ocean is calling you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of explanation on how the, like...
The scales work.
No, not the scales.
The water circulation
thing.
Tell us more.
Well, I mean, you can read. It's right there.
After five? No.
I don't read
after five. I'm not reading after 5 p.m.
It shoots a mist. Misting.
Well, Yes, and the amount of water system is continually replenished by a miniaturized moisture condenser.
He's got a dehumidifier.
I was going to say, he takes the humidity out of my house to survive.
Sold.
Because it's so fucking humid here in the summer. It's disgusting.
I see no down points.
I went to Canada's Wonderland when I was a kid, and when it's really warm there, they have, like, misting stations. But they would just, like, spray you with a fine mist, and fuck.
Yeah. In Italy, they had that a lot, just, like, on patios. Oh. You would just be walking on the sidewalk and be misted.
Oh, and you just, like, you chill with him, and you just, like, think about the ocean, and you just, like, mist.
Make, like, broccoli and a... grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to live.
That's the ideal life right there.
I'm warm all the time. I just need a little bit of mist.
That's what I'm getting you for your birthday.
You know what? Yeah.
Plant mister.
Oh, yeah, you should plant mist yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I kind of do in the summer. And I put my fan on and I take just a bottle of water and I spray water and it trickles down on me and I'm like, ugh. Refreshing.
See, only good tips here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Go touch a fish.
No, don't. It's fucking gross.
Art credits. Toad by Steve Ditko. Tomorrow Man by Sal Buscema, Tower by Bob Layton, Trapster by Javier Salteris, Triton by Mike Zeck.
Hello there. Come on in and welcome to the Fantastic Four. I am your host, Brett Young, and this is the podcast serving up comics, cocktails, and conversation for your listening pleasure. Every episode, I'll welcome a guest to the Fantasta Lounge to explore one of their favorite comic book characters and cover a classic story in which they're featured. And what pairs better with great literature than a delicious drink? Based on my guest's ingredient of choice, we'll mix up a cocktail or mocktail to enjoy in the Fantasta Lounge while we talk comics, mixology, history, and whatever else comes to mind. So join me every month for the Fantastic Four. Open for Business by the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag. Woo! Comments for episode 112. Tiger Shark, Tigra, Tinkerer, Titan, Titania, and the Titanium Man. Chris Franklin on Tiger Shark. Chris Franklin says, I thought Tiger Shark was a bigger deal because he was a cardboard figure in a Marvel game I had as a kid. Surprised the ladies didn't mention his huge feet in his profile image. If the legend about what big feet equals is true.
In a skin tight suit like this, we would have been able to tell if it was true.
Direct evidence. also, probably, you know, like he was in a cardboard figure in a game, but they probably wanted like a villain for the Submariner, maybe? So, you know, your selection is pretty limited, Derek Crisp.
What do you mean by cardboard figure in a game?
Well, he had like a board game.
Oh, a board game. I was like, video game.
No.
Yeah.
As a kid. Chris Franklin as a kid.
I don't know. Chris could be like 25. Who knows?
We don't know.
Like, let him believe we think he's 25, okay?
Yeah, his kids have graduated. 28. He's in the network with me. We're all around the same age, 20. Okay?
25.
25. Yeah.
And okay. We're all 25.
I think he's younger than me.
25.
24. Okay. So, Tim Price says, hats off to the squad for calling out his fin in the wrong place. I honestly never had noticed. I don't think the right place would look as good. Comics have a history of fins on heads.
Yeah, we saw some tonight. Today. Yeah.
Tigra. Ange says, I've always been a fan of Tigra. A niche portion of my collection is called Classic Tigra and includes the short-lived The Cat series, her transformation into giant-sized monsters, her brief run headlining Marvel Chillers, and some other sightings here and there in the early Bronze Age comics. Count me as someone who prefers her without the tail. I think artists don't seem to know exactly where it should be anatomically, and it often just seems to be in the way. Chris Franklin then says, I have to admit, I started to like Tigra more the closer I got to puberty. I never thought of her having fur at the time, but of course she did. Not sure how I feel about that now, but I still like the visual. To be fair to Chris, the way she was drawn in like early days before the tail, etc., she didn't look furry. It just looked like it was her skin had patterns.
Okay. Right.
But maybe it was furry, just like... more like a peach. Tim Price says, there's a panel in Avengers 213 which shows Tigra sleeping curled up in a ball like
oh.
a cat.
Oh,
I did
that.
Send it in the chat.
It was cute.
New commenter, Guillaume Berube says, Tigra is, with Shauna the She-Devil and Night Nurse, one of the three characters created by Marvel's short-lived experiment to give books to women writers in the 70s. She's also probably the biggest success of that attempt. Yeah. Gothos Mansion says, I debated on whether or not to comment. I tried to be positive and only comment on what I enjoy. In those pre-VCR, pre-internet days, we junior high nerds only had our favorite female comic characters to lust after. Every guy in our little group of nerds was mega hot for Tigra. Everyone except me. I know I should like Tigra, but... And then he goes into a rant about how gross she is. And I will spare our listeners this and thus protect Gothos Mansion from Tigra fans.
Wow.
I mean, there's someone for everyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We can't all be cat people.
We should.
Yeah. But we can. I agree.
Have you considered fish?
Yeah, that's grosser.
Stroke a fish. I used to have this, like, we used to have like tropical fish at some point. We couldn't have furry animals in student apartments.
Okay. You know?
So we had tropical fish at some point. And I had this, like an albino cave fish. And it
What's
was blind.
His name?
I think I called him Milton. I wanted, Aww. He had a name like of a blind author because they didn't have eyes.
Yeah.
It was just like a bony structure. He was pretty big, blind. Like you would throw earthworms into the water and he would like grab an earthworm in the middle and eat, like both ends would like go into his gullet.
Milton.
And because he was blind, you could touch him. You could stroke him. You wouldn't know to move away.
Full of scales.
He died in a move.
God bless Milton.
Tinkerer. Eric says, sometime after this issue came out, it was revealed that the Tinkerer had a heroic son named Rick Mason, a secret agent known as the Agent.
They have names.
James Hudnall was a talented writer, but he tended to give his characters the most basic, unimaginative code names. The Agent was essentially James Bond in a world of superheroes, having no powers but using his brains and occasional gadgets to take down international supervillains. The Agent graphic novel shows that the Tinkerer and his son were on good terms, despite being on opposite sides of the law, with a scene of the Agent visiting his dad and having dinner with him as they talked shop. The Tinkerer acted as Q to his son's Bond, providing him with a few gadgets.
That's nice. Fun.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that.
Tim Price is one I recently discussed where his main role is giving a power-up to another villain. Notably, Tinkerer insists on giving said villain a written warranty and maintenance instructions for his work. Does that put him ahead of modern corporations? Guillaume Berube says, in the Spider-Man Miles Morales video game, by Insomniac, they did something really interesting with this character. My favorite Tinkerer moment is when a guy comes in and he clearly gets annoyed that the customer doesn't want to pay him, so he makes him a sucky power that'll get him caught. Exactly the energy the girls were describing. Just one comment for Titan.
What? Just one?
The moon. The moon. Chris Franklin says, man, those planet diagrams are just yawns. This is why Who's Who is better. Titania. Chris Franklin's toy lore here says that Titania was created for the Secret Wars comic, which was also published to tie in with the toy line, yet Titania was never even considered for the to be an action figure. Hasbro recently made up for this by finally issuing a Titania figure in their 40th anniversary line. Better late than never. Philby says, not ashamed to admit, I totally have a crush on Titania. In the immortal words of Spike Spiegel, I love a woman who can kick my ass. I like how she and Absorbing Man were a villain power couple and often went on double dates with another villain couple, Molecule Man and Volcana. I also liked her in the recent Gamma Flight series by Crystal Frazier, where she and her hubby have a face turn and join the good guys. And one comment on Titania Man. Chris Franklin. Weird fact about the Titanium Man. He was the subject of a song by Paul McCartney and Wings titled Magneto and Titanium Man. Crimson Dynamo was also mentioned in the song. That's true. I didn't use it as a... It's hard to use Beatles stuff or Beatles adjacent. You get flagged right away. But so I didn't use the lyric in the show itself. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like... Me speaking even faster than this. Like getting on our hot list and get the girls to tell a little story about you. So... sharpen your pencils.
Yeah.
Simon Pierre Desmarais fights the Toad.
Okay, Toad in the jester costume or Toad in the mech
suit? I mean, you're writing the story.
Simon Pierre beats Toad and steals the suit.
Oh, yeah.
And then he brings it to us.
Yes. And he's like, he's making good, he's doing good with it. He's actually like enjoying it.
I think it's kind of racist to put a Quebecois in a frog suit.
Oh, no.
It's a Toad.
Okay. We're also frogs.
We're also frogs. Everyone's frogs. It's okay.
Well, frogs be frogs.
We can steal the other outfit and go to a Renaissance fair.
All right, Gene Hendricks visits the Tomorrow Man's future.
Their future?
The one that's great?
You're writing the story.
Honestly, he probably shows up and like, damn, we should have done this 1,000 years ago.
No, he just shows up because he hopes Thor's around.
He brings us to the future and he's like, look at this.
Look at this fucking utopia. And we're all like, yeah, it's a little boring, but hey.
Yeah, and then we tell people exactly what to do to get there and they're like, nah.
Yeah, we'll never do it.
Chris Pine and Monsieur Luc are up against Tower.
Oh, Nick's like, I'm 6'1". Whatever.
You're not even tall.
They just bully him so much about the bangles that he crumbles into tears.
He shrinks. He just starts to shrink.
And then, not that I can see Monsieur Luc being a bully.
I mean, he's going to bully him.
I'm there too. I'm like, yeah, you fucking weirdo with your 8 bangles. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, and that haircut? Lame.
Dr. Ange gets stuck in the Trapster's paste.
Disgusting.
Oh, no, that's unfortunate.
And then he peels it off his skin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me and Shotgun, we show up and we help him. We're like, oh, yeah, this is great.
Zane Kroll and Mike Dynas give Triton a reason to visit Earth.
A touch of fish!
All right. We'll be back next month with the Who's Who issue next time. So in the meantime, I guess, sing
we'll
a
be touching fish.
Stop touching my fish.
Good night. We love you.
Right. We're on air. Get Anglo or get out.
Ben voyons donc.
Ma mère me l'a dit juste
avant. Ah oui,
Catherine Royer.
Kathleen.
Kathleen.
It's Kathleen. Oh. It's an Irish name. We have to keep our Irish names.
Clearly it's not working.
Kathleen.